On April 29th, the sixth day of the Democratic Convention, divided over its platform but with the result unclear, Lincoln wrote Trumbull, "The taste is in my mouth a little." Lincoln's understated line was an unmistakable announcement of his candidacy. It appeared plainly stated, slyly humorous and slightly humble in the Lincoln style. But it was, in its simplicity, his indirect way of telling Trumbull that he was aware of Trumbull's unannounced national ambitions, that he had precedence over him, and that he would overcome the tangled politics that threatened to sideline him once again. The Chicago Press and Tribune had raised the banner of Lincoln, and it published a pamphlet of his Cooper Union speech. But behind the scenes, its editor, Joseph Medill, tried to keep all avenues open. Just after the Cooper Union speech, and perhaps as a result of Seward's scolding of Medill for his Lincoln enthusiasm, the Tribune published an editorial suggesting that Lincoln would not permit his friends to use his name in rivalry with that of Mr. Seward. The Illinois State Journal on March 13th reprimanded the Tribune. "Has Mr. Seward, then, such transcendent claims upon the party that no other man must be mentioned by the sight of him? If Mr. Lincoln's name is presented to the convention, it will not be in rivalry with Mr. Seward, Mr. Bates, or anybody else, but because his friends, as a matter of expediency and choice, prefer him as their candidate and believe that under his leadership the Republican Party is sure of the victory."